Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. Bama Ish Yotza Ubama Ina Yotza. In the previous chapter, we were discussing what an animal can and cannot go out with on Shabbos, lest it fall off of the animal and the owner start carrying it outside when there's no Erev. Now we'll discuss scenarios with women. And then the next Mishnah will be men. Okay. Bama Ish Yotza Ubama Ina Yotza. With what could a woman go out with on Shabbos and what can't she go out with on Shabbos? A woman cannot go out with these woolen strings, or these strings of flax, or these straps that they would put in their hair. They can't go out with it on Shabbos. And if they're going to the mikvah, they can't dip unless they loosen it so that the water goes through it and touches the hair, and there's no chatzitza. And the truth is, they explain over here that the Gemara says that, like, why are we even talking about mikvah now? So it says it's an asinus tam, meaning, why can't you wear these strings in your hair on Shabbos when you're walking outside in the public? Because a woman might be a nida, and she might be going to the mikvah, and when she goes to the mikvah, she has to loosen these strings, and if she loosens the strings, she may come to carry them. Therefore, they said, don't wear them on Shabbos. So we learned two different things. We're afraid that she'll be going to the mikvah, and she'll have to loosen it and then carry it. And then another halacha we learn is just in general, if they go into the mikvah, they always have to loosen it so there's no chatzitza when they dip in the mikvah. V'lo ba tutefet, not with a tutefet is some kind of plate that they would hang from ear to ear over their forehead as a piece of jewelry. V'lo ba sanbutin were these different types of chains that hung from their head down to their cheeks. The poor women just had it made out of leather. The rich ones had it made out of gold and silver, and it was some kind of design that they would hang from their head to their cheeks. Bizman she'ena tefurin. Now, the totefa and sanbutin is only prohibited to wear when they're not tied to the shivcha she'al rosha, to the little cap on her head. But if they're tied to the cap on their head, then she could actually wear them on Shabbos, because in order for her to remove it, she'd have to remove her whole head covering. And a woman's careful not to uncover her hair in the public. So therefore, if they're tied to the head covering, to this little cap, then it'll be permitted to wear a tutefa and a sanbutin on Shabbos. V'lo ba'kavul. A woman cannot wear this woolen cap. Sometimes they would take this woolen cap and put it underneath, their jewelry that's resting on their head, in order that the jewelry shouldn't move around. Sometimes they would use it like that, or sometimes they would just wear it plain. So this woolen cap they can't go out with either on Shabbos. L'rishus harabim. So the Mishnah says here, l'rishus harabim, and Mefarshim explain that the restrictions that we just discussed are only applicable if she's going out to a public domain. Because then we have the various concerns that she's going to remove it, and she'd be carrying on Shabbos. However, if a woman's in her own backyard, and of course is an Erev, or the truth is, even if there's no Erev, if she's in her own backyard, she can wear them. Because it's not considered carrying because it's like jewelry. And we're not concerned she's going to remove it to carry it, because since there's no one around in her backyard, there's no one to show, and therefore we're not concerned she's going to remove it. So the backyard is fine, even if there's no Erev, because we're not concerned she's going to remove it off her head because there's no one to show it off. But in public, then that's where we discuss, that's where we say that you cannot, the woman cannot wear these types of jewelry. V'lo be'ir shel zahav, a woman cannot go out with an ir shel zahav, a golden city. There was a special type of crown that had a picture of Yerushalayim engraved in gold. It was a special type of piece of jewelry. They can't wear that either. V'lo be'katla, not with a kind of chain around their neck. V'lo be'nezamim, not with nose rings. Again, we're afraid they're going to show it off to their friends and they can't wear, and therefore they'll be carrying. But as long as it's on their head, then there's no transgression because it's just like a piece of jewelry. So in their backyard is permitted. When I can turn on their backyard, they'll take it off. But in the public domain, they can't take it. They can't go out and wear it, even though there's no prohibition in actually wearing it. But unless they show it to their friends and they'll be carrying, that would be a problem. And they bring down over here that nezamim is nose rings. Nose rings they can't wear, but regular earrings on their ears, that's fine. Okay. V'lo b'tabat she'en aleha chosam. They had different types of rings in those days. Some of them had a signature on it. They used to, sign stamps. And we'll discuss those in the next Mishnayos. But now we're discussing a ring. She'ain aleha chosam. There's no signature on it. There's no stamp on it. So she's not allowed to wear this type of ring on Shabbos. Even though, they're saying over here, the chiddush is that, hey, you don't use it to sign something. So, l'chayr, it should be like regular jewelry. But we say she can't wear it again, lest she take it off and show it to her friends. She ain't a kuva, or you have a needle. Normally, needles have a hole, and they use it for sewing. But this needle had no hole. It was solely for beauty, for jewelry. Just like the ring, there was no signature on it. It wasn't for business, it was solely for jewelry. Even so, she can't wear them lest she take it off to show her friends and be carrying on Shabbos. And in all these cases, v'myasas, if she did go out with them on Shabbos, ena chayevas chata, she's not chayev chatas, meaning she didn't transgress a Torah-level sin, because at the end of the day, it's jewelry for her, and therefore she's not carrying. We're only afraid she might take it off and show her friends. And then, you know, then she'd be carrying. So as long as she didn't, you know, take it off and show her friends, and she only went out with it, so she did a, you know, she did a Issa Derabanan, a rabbinic transgression, but she's not obligated to bring a Karban Chatas because she didn't transgress anything on a Torah Dika level. So these are all rabbinic restrictions in this Mishnah. Mishnah Beis, moving on to men. Lo Yitzia Ish, a man cannot go out. Besandal Hamasumer. Sandal Hamasumer, imagine a pair of metal cleats. It was this the special sandal that was made out of wood and nails. And the reason why they can't wear this on Shabbos is that they bring down over here that the Chalim made a gzera. There was one time there was a story. Unfortunately, it was during the times of Shmad, and they were hiding. There were a bunch of Jews, many, many Jews, hiding in a cave, and they heard a voice from outside the cave. They thought that it was the enemies coming to get them, and there was a total, you know, chaos in the cave. They pushed each other trying to escape. And unfortunately, because they were wearing these metal cleats, they killed each other. Not only that, more people died in this chaos in the cave than even the enemies themselves, meaning when the enemies were trying to kill them, more people died in this cave during all the commotion than the amount of people that died from the enemies killing them. It was a terrible, terrible episode. And the Chalim said that from there on, they made a gzera that you can't wear these sandals on Shabbos. And the truth is, the Gemara says, and they shouldn't be able to wear it during the week either. These things are a death weapon. And the Gemara responds that on Shabbos is when the story happened. So since the story happened on Shabbos, they prohibited it on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, because those are the times when people, all Klai Yisrael, they gather together. They're in the shuls, they're in the Bati Midrashos, and that's where there's a big, big gatherings. So then they can't wear it. But during the regular weekday, people aren't gathered together, we don't have that concern, and you can wear these shoes. V'lo b'yachid, you cannot go around with one sandal, if you're only wearing one shoe. And the reason is that people will think that the other shoe you're holding under your clothing, you're holding in your hand, and you're carrying it on Shabbos. So don't walk around with one shoe. But that's only b'zman she'ein b'ragli maka, if there's no wound on your foot. You're just walking around regularly. But if one of your feet have a wound on it, then you can walk around with one foot. No one's going to think that you're holding your other shoe, because they understand that the reason why you're only wearing one shoe is because the other one has a wound on it. Okay. Well, you see, but tefillin, a man cannot wear tefillin on Shabbos, because Shabbos is not a time for tefillin. And we look at it as a load, and therefore you'd be carrying on Shabbos. And they, even though you may ask, you know, tefillin is muktzah, so that's another story. Yeah, it's machlokas, what the din is of tefillin on Shabbos. But, you know, putting the muktzah part aside of it, you can't wear it. We don't consider it a malbush, like clothing. We consider it a load, and you're carrying. Okay. Veloba kameya, you cannot wear a kameya, an amulet. They would have these amulets with different tefilos and shemos, like God's name, and different types of psukim inside the amulet, and people would wear it in order to be healed. You can't wear it on Shabbos. Bizman she'enu min ha'mimcha, if it's not from an expert amulet maker. They say over here, an expert amulet guy would be someone whose amulet was able to heal three people. If you heal three people, then you can wear it. Otherwise, you can't wear it. It's not deemed a real amulet, and it's just a load on your neck, and it's carrying on Shabbos. We don't consider it a tachshit. We don't consider it jewelry. If it's a real amulet, then it's like jewelry. Otherwise, it's like carrying, and you can't wear it. V'lo bashir yon, you can't wear. They had these metal garments that the men of war would wear in order to protect themselves from the enemies. V'lo bakastar, or a metal hat that these people in the war would wear. V'lo b'magafayim, and not with metal shoes that these warriors would wear on Shabbos, because all these things, even though technically they're clothes, you can't wear them on Shabbos because it's not the time of Shabbos for it. They look at it like as like a load. You don't go to war on Shabbos. But in all these cases, again, if a person went out with it on Shabbos, there are only restrictions on a rabbinic level, not on a Torah level. So if the person did go out with it on Shabbos, then they did not transgress a Torah dikah sin. They don't have to bring a carbon chatas. It's only a restriction on a rabbinic level. So here, you know, not necessarily are we afraid that you're going to remove these things. In some areas, we are afraid you're going to remove it and carry it. And in some areas, the things that you're wearing aren't even deemed clothes. And then it's looked like as a load. So the general idea here is that the things that we're prohibiting from wearing on Shabbos, even though it looks like clothing or looks like jewelry, is lest you come to carry it or lest it be something that's totally not necessary to the spirit of the day, like wearing a metal helmet, and then it'll be deemed like a load instead of a piece of clothing, and it would be carrying on Shabbos.